Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports, including NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are live Miami Exotica 2022, and I am excited, Private Talk, because I've been trying to get this man in this seat for a very long time. Maybe not here at Miami, but it worked out better that we're here. I'm excited, Private Talk, to introduce Safari. Hey, I miss because in my studio I have buttons, you know, I have a cheers, I've got
We got to do this, you know, again in your, like, in your world.
In my original setting. Yeah. This is my world. That's why I thought it was really cool because you're living out here in Miami now. We're in Florida. And sometimes people are super busy like yourself and you can't always come to my studio. Yeah. So I thought that this was a good introduction to tip your toe in this Texas's pond, because I feel like you've been hiding me from me for a long time.
It's just because you're in L.A. and I don't ever go to L.A.
But is that really all that it is? Because I feel like after knowing you from myself from afar, not knowing you, because you said you were a fan of me, I've also been a fan of yours from afar because I've seen you, obviously you've been television, you do music, you're in like the, you know, mainstream spotlight.
I'm honored, wow. She so never said that to
for
me.
For me is, I've always from afar loved your energy. I'm about energy, personality, and everything that you encompass is, you are truly who you are. You don't stray from it. You don't care what people say.
Wow.
You are who you are. And for me, that's how I am. So I related to that in so many ways because as artists, sometimes it's hard to like get those creative channels to let our like articulate power really be heard.
Yeah,
without being criticized.
Definitely.
And you came to Exotica. So I love that even more because some people stray away from the big booty.
I'm more shocked now because it's like I feel like you know me. Like you didn't just like assume off of like wrong things or just believe everything you see. It's like you're talking like you know me, so.
Well, again, it's about the energy. I can see people all the time where you see things on, you know, from the media to people things. Like I've had stories about me that aren't true, but people take them and spin it, and then it creates a narrative that is falsely about you. So for me is why I loved my show, Private Talk, is one, we get an intimate conversation with somebody and getting to know your really true self.
I'm about to give you, I'm going to be so real. I'm giving you all of me. So anything we talk about.
Give it to me.
Anything we talk about is going to be so raw.
I got to be careful how I use these puns because I feel like. I just said, give it to me. And I don't know if we're here at Exotica, you know.
You can have anything from me.
You can have whatever you like?
Anything from me.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, you.
Me.
Yeah, you.
All right. See, the thing is I can't see your eyes, so I don't know if you're believing me or not.
You.
Yo. The eye contact.
She has green eyes. I'm big on eye contact. So to, like, look at somebody and, like, have green eyes looking back at you, very dangerous.
You know, it's funny because most times I start my interviews and I talk all about the person, but I almost kind of like this situation because of you were a fan of me, I was a fan of you in different states, but we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
This is our first time meeting,
yeah.
So it's like, it's funny because like you said, it's almost like you're talking to a friend. Like it's almost like, and that's why I wanted to get you here because I was like, you have so much truth, but people don't ask you questions because you don't
let them
in your circle to allow that. So I decided to break those walls and be like, hey, so, Private Talk, we got Truth with Texas. We got a lot of hot questions. I hope you're ready for it.
Let's do it.
You're in the hot seat.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
In the hot seat.
And you want to know what? I don't do sit downs. I think this is my first, I don't do podcasts. I just feel like it's unfair because it's like these people have these platforms. They'll take one thing, make that a headline, and then it goes everywhere, and then it's like I didn't get nothing from it.
Viral moments.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it takes, you know, two to tango in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, being around the right people and picking what you really choose to sit down and have a conversation with,
yeah.
I think that is, it's telling. So.
Let's do it.
All right,
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
I see you got a lot of stuff on the phone right here.
These are the Truth with Texas questions.
Okay.
These are, like, once you're actually already warmed up, then we'll get to this part.
All right.
Because, you know, I don't know if you're ready for this. I mean, here. Cheers. So let's talk about it. You're a big celebrity. You walk through these Exotica doors. Tell us how that was for you. Were you like, was it the fear of the unknown? You kind of said you maybe went to an Atlanta or some other kind of show. Was it something totally crazy? Are you used to this lifestyle? There's ass, there's titties, there's toys, there's...
I feel like this is a complete different world. Like, I do music, I go to clubs, I perform, I'm on TV. So coming into something like this, this is totally different. I went to one before, and I think it was in New Jersey. It wasn't like this one. This one seems bigger.
Do you feel like in something like this, it's easy to have like access to you, or women can come up to you, or are you like off? Are you more standoffish because it is this environment? Because in the club, in like in your own environment, at dinners or wherever you go, you know, casually, I'm sure.
Well, just now, like this girl just came up to me. I don't know if you saw.
Did she give you her panties?
She was like, "Oh, you're Safari, right?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I saw your dick." I was like, nobody would ever just come up to me and say that, like, outside of this type of setting.
Really?
That was like a hell of a...
I've been in several places outside of these settings that people have come up to me. Mind you, we do different professions.
Yeah.
But they'll be like, oh, that doggy style, girl. I came to you so many times. It's like, or my best one, which I feel like I corrected you in, it was like, I've jerked off to you my whole childhood, or my childhood. I'm like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm only 37. I've been doing porn for 13 plus years. But if you do the math now, it kind of makes sense.
Well, so then that means we were very close in age, and also.
I just did a lot of dirty things. You were doing it behind closed doors. I wanted the world to see.
Yeah.
Because for me, my art is sex.
Yeah.
From the beginning, it was like, that's how I express myself. I've always been comfortable in my body.
It's just great. You took so much of my money growing up. You don't even know. Like, you.
No, I didn't get any. I need some.
And I wasn't buying the bootlegs. I was buying the real shit.
What were you buying? What companies were you in, like?
Vivid, Jules.
Jules, I was in a lot. Because Jules he's like, we're like twins. Because his birthday is the exact same birthday as mine. But he's like the female version of me. I'm the male version of him.
And this was before the internet. So I had to go and buy the DVDs.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever buy the Pam and Tommy tape?
I got the bootleg. I didn't buy it. You know, I was into like real porn stars.
Okay.
I wasn't into the whole celebrity sex
tape. That was before my time, before like the sex tapes really happened.
Yeah.
So when people were like, like I said, internet, that was the first internet type thing that popped off. People don't know how to resell those things.
Yeah.
So it's kind of those things. So you have an OnlyFans. Do you still have an OnlyFans?
I still have it.
What kind of things are on your OnlyFans? For me, let me say before you answer the question is, I touched you, yeah. That's right. It's real.
Anytime. You can do anytime.
For someone like myself, and even just in the masses, when the pandemic happened, a lot of different revenues, a stream of income came about, and we also took time because we weren't touring, we weren't doing other stuff. Was it something that you were just taking the pictures you already posted on Instagram and doing, or are you doing more explicit things? Because I thought you're like just fucking, and you're doing showing your dick the same way as the girl said she saw your dick.
Yeah.
You have a toy of your dick. You have all these things, and you're a sexual being. How did that whole, like, starting an OnlyFans become?
Well, with the OnlyFans, and I was the first, like, person who was, like, really out there in the public eye.
So you started the trend for celebrities.
Nobody else was doing it. Like, everybody else was kind of, looking down on it and judging it. I was the first person to be like, yo, I got an OnlyFans. And then when I showed that I made $80,000 in 1 week, people were like, what?
Why do you think that, is there a reason why you had to advertise why you did? Is because to show, like, to, like, shut them up, the haters? Or why did you choose to go that route? Because some people weren't even down with it, but now you're like, what do you have to, like, say? Numbers make sense.
Yeah, it was to, like, because the world was shut down, and I ended up buying a stupid house when I wasn't working or nothing off of my OnlyFans. Like, my 1 month of my OnlyFans was like my down payment on a crazy ass house.
So you have avoided the question very successfully. I feel like you're gonna. What is on your OnlyFans?
Everything with me is.
Can
solo.
I see your dick on OnlyFans?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything with me on it is solo.
You hear that private talk? You can see it, so you should subscribe to it. People are curious. Some people just, you know, see a face you don't know, and you don't have to assume.
Nah.
So you're showing your dick.
You see it, like.
Are you doing any, like, see, is it only solo stuff? Have you did stuff with partners in the past?
You want to know what? Like, before, I always, because I was, like, with someone before, so I was doing all the solo shit. But now it's, like, now I'm, like, shit.
Game on?
I don't know. It depends.
That's a, you know, those are some.
I know that's a different world.
Dark waters. But the thing is it's not an opposed thing. It's, for me, it's about an enlightenment, right? Even having someone like yourself who's very non-judgmental in the world and society that we live in, and then throwing yourself in stuff like this. Sometimes it's for you, and sometimes it's not. Even there's certain parts in these things that aren't for me, but I make it my own. Yeah. And that's why, even on my OnlyFans, it's me. It's solo. It's, you know, things that I choose to do and I like to do with my
fans. I definitely subscribe to yours. Why?
You have not subscribed to mine.
I'm... Definitely.
You're not talking to me in my DM, so you're for sure not.
I don't, but I subscribed to see what it was like. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely subscribed.
What did you see on there?
You.
What was
but
the last
all
time
your
you?
Stuff was solo though. But you know what? I subscribe, but I'm not gonna lie and act like I'm on it. OnlyFans all the time. It was like a. Sometimes I forget. Oh shit! I have Only.
It? Yeah. So, what? When was the last time you've watched an Alexis Texas porn? Before you came here? you had to like, what did I used to say? It's like unleash the poison before you came out to play?
Nah, you wanna know what's so crazy? Like when I was-
You're looking in the sky, Safari. Look in my eyes.
When I was younger, yo, I used to like, all my money would go to it and it was like morning, day and night, I had to watch it. But since I got older-
Are you a sex addict?
No, I'm not though.
Okay. But haven't you been labeled that?
Yeah, but that's really not true, because I could go months without sex.
Okay.
But I'd rather deal with myself, honestly, sometimes. I just don't want to have to deal with someone being clingy. I love being by myself. I don't want no one asking me for shit. Don't ask me for nothing. Unless you
Safari,
can give it to me.
I'm asking you for all the things. All
right, well.
You said, but what happened was. The problem with this is, like, so we had a side conversation prior to, right? And I've been big on... the last year of my life, I've done a lot of self-improvement. I work with an embodiment coach. You deal with all the certain things. And there's certain things and triggers that we don't realize that we have or deal with. You say you like to deal with yourself.
Yeah.
You've gone through a lot of open things. All of your relationships have been open, public.
Not all of them. Let me tell y'all
but
something.
But in your adult life, they have.
Yeah, a couple of them have. But the ones that you don't see, those are the great ones.
Are those the ones that are more detrimental to you than the ones that were public?
Like, the private ones, those were the ones where I love head. Like, the amazing, crazy head was from the people that nobody knows about.
But that's sexual only. We're talking about, it's a whole thing. It's like, yes, partnership includes great sex. It includes getting good head. And I think also people being in, like, this in the celebrity world, and I use quotations because I hate that saying, but it's like, I think relationships should be private to, in turn, work. Because I feel like when we give too much of our relationship and our private life, other people have opinions.
It ruins it.
And then it ruins it because maybe it may not be, maybe it is what you thought, but now it's being over glorified by other people or people in your head to make something like
but
that.
But that's why now I don't post my kids. You'll never see me with another female. I post my kids on my close friends.
Well, you better be posting Alexis Texas in this interview.
No, this is all going
on. This is work. No, but I get what you're saying. Yeah. So. Is it because, like, why did you choose to go that route now?
Because I just feel like people don't deserve that. Like, to get, like, the private side of me, it's like, I want to keep that for myself. And it's like, why do you deserve to see everything that's going on in my life? You know what I'm saying?
So you're limiting access.
100%.
What made you get to that point to limit that access? You've given so much of yourself. You're on a reality TV show. You have things. Do you have control of being in a reality TV show of what you actually limit? Because
of course.
Is it scripted? Is it, you know, fake, you know, where they make storylines? Is like, are you really fighting with these people on there? And is it sincere? Or is it because someone told you something and then they just made up a false narrative?
Well, it's TV, so things are enhanced. And it has to be entertaining, you know what I'm saying? But I don't put everything on TV, you know what I'm saying? I definitely control, well, half of it, because another thing what I don't like about it is they're able to just take a situation and edit it how they want. Like, they could film this conversation and make it look like me and you went and had sex under the table and then came back. It's just not fair.
For sure. And we're about controlling our narrative. And I think that the fairness is about being the raw, authentic, who you are. And I think the more people who are actually your fans and your fan base will know who the true you are.
Is because crazy.
I feel like...
You can't even hear. Yeah. Your eyes are so crazy. Yeah.
I can't hear what you're saying in that mic, but the fans can hear.
Will they be able to hear?
They're hearing it.
Oh, okay,
they're
cool.
Hearing it. So they're going to tell me what your kryptonite...
Yo. She is so fire. But yeah, all right.
What were your top three porn stars growing up?
Top three growing up?
You don't have, you can include me. I already know I'm number one.
And I'm not just saying it because you're here, but definitely Alexis Texas, Jada Stevens. Isla Fox.
Daddy.
Where is Isla Fox at?
You know, I haven't seen her in so long.
What the? Where?
I'm searching for the ones. I've been searching for the legends here, too. I don't always see them.
Yo.
But we're legends right here. We're sitting here having this motherfucking conversation.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So Isla Fox, Jada Stevens, Alexis Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, I can
You
see
remember,
the
Kitten?
Who?
Kitten. Like a cat and a kitten. What about Obsession?
You just like these weird names.
They're older than you. That's
See,
probably
the thing is too, is so we talk about like how we get into our crafts. We do all this stuff. So I didn't get into porn because I watched porn. I just was always a sexual person. I like to create things, whatever. So for me, it was just like an outlet. At the time, reality porn was non-existent.
Yeah.
So I had actually worked for a company called Shane's World the first time. That was like amateur thing where they like found girls in college to do scenes, this whole thing, and then I appeared. Then after like a week later, I did an ass parade, which then reality porn was the thing.
Yo, how do
two days later, the whole world knows that now I'm a big booty. So I chose to move to California and be
so
in the creative
Are you from team. Texas?
I am. I'm born in Panama, raised in Texas.
You're Panamanian?
I was born there because I'm a military brat. I'm Puerto Rican, German, Norwegian.
Okay.
That's where the big booty, the attitude, the greatness, the Gemini. I'm a Gemini, too.
Damn. Geminis are nuts.
Geminis rule things.
Too many personalities.
Are you single? Are you in a relationship? Are you in a situationship? Are you in what?
I'm single. I thank the God above. I just bought my new dream house. I wake up in it by myself. And I get to be with my kids when it's time for me to have them. And I'm really happy right now. Like, I haven't been
How long have you been single? We want the truth.
I was in a situation, and then, I don't know, things were just getting figured out, but I'm, like, by myself.
Also, do you also find that it's, like, where... Because I, in my 20s, would be like, oh, yeah, that's my man, where it's not really my man. No one told me that, whatever. But you're hanging out with that person. You enjoy the time. Do you think that some of the situationships were stemmed off those things and then brought to light because just who you are? Or do you feel like you've been truly single since you've been divorced?
No, I would say definitely, like, since I've been divorced. Like, I had, like, one situation where I was like, okay, I was.
It could be, but we don't know.
Yeah. But then now I just realized I need to just keep focusing on me, my relationship with my kids, and just being happy by myself.
So in our side conversation too, and not to even put your air out there, but I thought that it was a really cool thing because what it is like you said, you're single and that you, what was the extra words that you said? It was that people ask for too much or expect too much and not in return, and the same thing,
yeah.
Which I thought was interesting, and that's why I always said it's all in what we attract. But sometimes if we're not in our right headspace, in our own right true energy, we attract what we don't want. Because their intent, we don't know what we want. Because we're not dealing with our internal problems. We're not dealing with our internal struggles. And so therefore, we attract either trauma bonds, we either attract people that are attracted to the spotlight, or things like that, or the idealisms of things like that. Are you ready, truly, to be in a space where you're going to take the time to know what Safari really needs and wants?
You saying that it makes me realize that I definitely need to put myself first and focus and say, like, yo, this is what I want, like, and I'm working on it. You know, I'm not saying I need a relationship. I'm not like, oh, I can't be by myself. I love being by myself. I just want to, like, you know, have a solid structure with my kids and make money, be close to my mother, my sister, do my music, have fun. Like, I don't want to stress out. I don't want no one trying to change me. I don't want no one coming around me, having their hands out for me to help them, but they can't help me. It's not fair.
But, and I definitely don't think that those things are fair, but it's like at certain times in our lives, if each relationships that we are unsuccessful, sometimes we do have to look within and whatever. And not that you're doing something wrong in a relationship, but sometimes maybe be moving through society wrong. Or if it's because the less focus on what you really want or your dream house. Like, your dreams should never not exist to be in a relationship.
I'm going to stop being wowed by the...
the body, yada,
yeah,
yada,
yeah,
yada.
Yeah, yeah, like...
So do you think that that's...
You're not getting me with that no more. It's a wrap.
So with that being said, would you date, like, a regular 9-to-5 woman?
I love 9-to-5 girls. Love, like, one of my...
situationships?
One of my best situationships was a girl who worked... She worked in a regular store.
Okay.
I met her walking in a store, and I just... She was so beautiful, and I'm like, damn, you working here? But I respected it because...
the hustle.
She worked, and she didn't ask me for nothing. She just had a job, and that was a turn-off for me.
So food for thought. I'm big. I always say I'm Dr. Texas. I don't have a PhD, but I also just know my truths and my struggles in certain situations that I feel like it really took me to this last year. For the last 2 years, I've been single for 2 to 3 years, and I was always like, I want a relationship. I want these things. But someone had a conversation. It was like, what do you really want from a relationship? And I couldn't answer that honestly because I never took the time to really be like, what do I want? You have all this sex, easy access, all these things where it's thrown in your face where sometimes it's not hard to get whatever you want, even if you don't really want it because it makes you feel good. But it was taking the time to really be like, okay, in a man, in a relationship, I need these core things. Now there's like standards and a guidelines, but I feel like with you, like, you these shiny new things, you like shiny things here, and shiny is great, but we have to see what's shiny within here to attract the real shiny. That makes those things, but that also takes accountability of being like, you know what? Maybe I wasn't the greatest partner. Maybe I wasn't the greatest friend. Maybe I wasn't the greatest business partner. But I can be that, and my struggles don't stop. My life doesn't stop. We all have these empowering things. But take the time and realize what you need from a partner.
What are the top three things you want?
Integrity, security, and communication. So for me, it's that.
All right, give me 5. Give me 2 more.
You asked for 3. I don't know. What are your top 3?
Top 3?
If you could say right now, I'm sure you were honestly, like, have you been asked that question to really know? Because we sometimes get into situations and relationships because it's convenient or we're vibing or whatever it is. But then when you get to know the person, you're like, fuck, hold on. Are we really compatible?
I like when somebody knows when to give me my space. I don't know what you call that. Because sometimes I want to be with somebody, and then sometimes I'll be like, all right, you go in that room, I'll go in this room. I just need to be by myself for a little bit.
So would you be in the intern, like, moving forward, are you into, like, having multiple partners in a relationship, like a poly-life type of situation? Because you're saying that you want your own room. Does that mean that you want your own, like things? Like, what is the extent of that?
Not like the polygamy thing.
Because like, for most people, it's like, well, you, and that's also why I value certain relationships who are like, have open relationships, or they invite certain rules, or they have a certain thing, or they do it together. It's like, if that's truly what makes you vibrate as a man, you have to be honest with your partner moving forward, is there'll be someone out there that will do that for you, or there'll be someone that will say they will and lie about it, and then you'll see that really is truthful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you gonna be in a poly relationship? Are we finding a girlfriend safari?
Like, 2 girlfriends? So, like, us, and we get another person?
Yeah. You couldn't handle all that.
It sounds expensive.
Why do you relate everything in this relationship to expensive?
Hold on, so, you know what it is? I need to run across more bosses. Like, you see what...
But that's why I say is who you surround yourself with. You may not intentionally think that you're doing it, but the type of women that you're attracting is the type of vibration that you're getting back. So until you know the Boss Babes and the Boss Vibes with Safari, and like you said, you're on your way there, you got a house, you're doing it by yourself, your structure is different now, you're a single man, you're, you know, we go through things and we reinvent ourselves. Can you do it?
Yeah, we can do it.
Oh, we said we. I love it. But those are just things to think about. I think that a lot of hard questions, I'm the hard question person.
You know what it is? This is like a real convo. So yeah. You're saying shit that's making me like.
Think. But that's what I wanted, is because I myself, you need to be stimulated. For me, it's about, there's more than just the physical attraction. It's about the demisexual things of things. Of if your mind's not stimulated, your partner shouldn't stimulate either.
We should do this at my house.
You want a counseling session with Miss Texas?
Yeah, like we could set this up. Like my pool and my, it's really nice. This would look nice in my house and my couch.
Fine.
If you
want
to do it, we can do it.
Okay, we'll have a part two of what's going on. All right, we're going to take you out of the serious parts. We're going to get to the Truth with Texas part. We almost have fun things to do on stage. So how in my studio we do is Truth with Texas is four aces. Each ace is a different type of question. Romantic, spicy, naughty, kinky. We're going to go through a couple of questions and find out a little bit more about your sexual side.
Okay.
Are you kinky?
Am I what?
Kinky. Do you have any fetishes?
I have a long tongue fetish.
A lot for a female?
Like, yeah, long tongue.
How long is your tongue? Can you stick it out?
I don't got a long tongue. I know how to use my tongue, but I don't got a long tongue.
So why do you like the ladies to have a long tongue?
That shit just drives me wild. That shit, like.
Yo, why are you sweating right
now? Yo, that shit, a long tongue drives me wild.
What's your favorite time of day to have sex?
Nighttime.
Nighttime?
Yeah.
The nighttime, you come alone? Bondage, yes or no?
I've never been into that.
In your new house, do you have a secret dungeon room? Do you have some whips and chains?
I'm going to make one.
You should definitely have.
I just painted my room black, so I'm going to try that out.
Do you use toys in the bedroom?
On myself or
no, on
a girl?
Female. Or I guess there's cock rings for men. I don't really know.
What, that little. I'm not really a toy.
Have you
person.
Ever had a cock ring on?
A cock ring? Nah, how do you make them fit? They seem so small.
I didn't invent them, so I don't know. And I don't have a cock, so I don't know the circumference ratio.
They seem so small, so I never really.
So maybe you should invent your Safari cock ring.
A bigger one.
For the big fellas, you know? Equal opportunity. What's the craziest place you've ever had sex?
Burger King bathroom.
Wasn't expecting that. Did you get caught?
Huh?
Did you get caught?
Did I get caught? Nah. No. You got away with it.
So it was your way.
That was crazy.
What was the last dirty dream that you had?
Dirty dream?
Do you have dirty dreams? Or maybe a fantasy that you haven't fulfilled?
I just like a crazy. A triple threesome of like dome.
Triple?
A triple head threesome.
So you seem like a foreplay type of man.
Yeah, I love that.
So if you had to choose foreplay or sex, would it be foreplay?
Is head foreplay?
Yeah.
Yeah, foreplay.
Yes, it is. What's the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
I think four.
How many females?
It was the same person.
Okay. How many females have you had sex with in one day?
In one day?
You've never been in any orgies? You never been, you know, you said a threesome you like.
I never did an orgy. That sounds crazy. I never did that.
It could be. With the right bunch. I did one on camera one time. My fantasy wasn't fulfilled, but the dicks were there. It just happened, you know.
How many?
I forgot about it. I think it's four, five. No wow. More than five. I think it was four.
Lucky guys.
<That's> Dirty talk, yes or no?
Dirty talk? I'm a shit talker. And I need it back in my ear, too. So when I say it to you.
So is there like some kind of like a snippet of your dirty talk that you can tell me in my ear right now?
You want it in the mic
right
or
here,
in your
right
ear?
Here. I want it to be in my ear here for them to hear. The kryptonite is asking. The kryptonite wants to know.
Well, I need you. Where's your ear at right here?
You like to dig down your fat fucking pussy?
Ooh, he talking dirty.
Big fucking black dick. Take it down your pussy. Take it.
I've heard that before. Hey, it's getting wild here in Miami Exotic.
It didn't come out right.
Did you stutter?
Yeah,
did
I was stuttering.
Did you get caught up because you're like, damn it, her ears in my face. Oh, my God. This is the closest I've been to Miss Texas right now. All my jerking off dreams is coming to a fucking end.
I need to do it for real.
I like the warm-up. The warm-up was real.
All right.
All right. Next set of questions, romantic. Would you consider yourself a romantic partner?
I'm very romantic.
What is your favorite romantic movie?
Shatas.
What?
Shatas.
Okay, never seen it, but maybe I'll have to watch it.
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
You're going to crack up laughing when you see what I'm talking about.
What is an important lesson that you've learned in a past relationship?
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-
Your neck and your back?
What I learned.
Yeah, in a past relationship that you've taken on moving forward. You're in this new, you know, process of your life. You know, obviously, a divorce isn't easy. I've been a divorce myself. You're finding a new safari.
You're divorced?
I was. I'm for 8 years, happily.
Wow, okay. Paperwork.
What?
I said paperwork.
Okay.
Well, I'm never getting married again, so I would say.
Do you say that with conviction? That do you think that that's right now because of where you are right now?
No,
or do
no,
you
no,
think
no,
you're
no,
never
no,
getting
no,
married?
No, 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 no. I would never. I would never get married again. It's just too much of a business thing. It's very unfair. It's like, why do you have to pay all of this money to separate from somebody? If I'm gonna get married again, we're gonna go out of the country where we can get married, and it's on that type of timing, but not on American paperwork. No way.
Fair enough. How old were you when you got your first kiss?
I started late. I was like 13.
That's late?
Yeah.
Have you ever been a booty call?
Me? Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Do you like that status?
Do I like that? Like
that status? Like just being the booty call and that's it? Or are you a relationship type of man?
I'm cool with being a booty call if she's amazing.
Have you ever had a crush on a teacher?
Hell yeah.
Did you ever jack off to that crush?
Yeah.
Did you have sex with that crush?
Nah. A teacher? Nah.
I mean, obviously not at the time, but like, you know, people
after?
Evolve, like, you know what I mean? Now you're Safari, people can be like, hey, when we were in high school, I was really looking at you.
They tried it, but I wasn't.
You weren't
wasn't
down with the business?
I wasn't in the mood.
All right, next set of questions. Spicy, the longest that you've gone without sex?
The longest I've gone without it? I'd say maybe 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
Have you ever been too drunk and fallen asleep during sex?
Hell yeah.
All right, next set of questions, naughty.
I love sleep. I love sleep.
Do you want your women to spit or swallow?
I like spit.
Lube or spit?
Spit.
Why did it take so long for that question of Owen?
I had to think.
Biggest turnoff?
Not knowing how to give head and not smelling good.
Biggest deal breaker for you? In a relationship.
In a relationship? Not having anything going for yourself.
Awesome. Have you ever had sex in public?
Yo, yes.
Where?
Yo, I was in Barbados. I was outside, and there was a bunch of people there, and nobody knew what was happening.
And you were part of the group?
Like, I was getting off of a boat, and we did it on, like, a table. And there was a bunch of people walking by, and nobody noticed.
But were you fucking with them?
Huh?
Did you fuck in that scenario? Did you fuck in that scenario? Or you just saw them fucking?
No.
So then you got off the boat, and you're like, they're fucking,
no,
I'm fucking?
No. I got off the boat, and then we were, like, to the side talking, and then it just happened right there.
But you were fucking in it?
Yeah, it was me.
Okay.
It was outrageous. I don't know how nobody saw.
Last question. I'm going to make it a good one. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Why?
Because the girl, it was, something with her was off.
Okay, I love how every time it's always the girl's fault. Why can't you just tell her, like, baby girl, you're not, it's not happening tonight. Get off.
Yeah, I was. It happened once and she wanted it again, and it was.
Not for you.
Yeah.
Not for you.
Something with her was off the second go around.
All right. So there you go. You finished Truth with Texas. It wasn't all the things I wanted, but it's a good enough warm-up to know that Miss Texas doesn't bite too hard.
We're going to do it again at my house.
Please let us know where we can follow you, support you. We're about to do something really fun on stage. I'm excited. You guys should be here because you're missing out, but I'm going to do some fun things.
Hit me on my Instagram, Safari. Everything is my name, Safari. And we're here. Let's see where this goes.
We here. All right, Private Talk After Dark. I'm excited. I'm happy. We're about to do some fun stuff on stage. And until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.